The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bat tumble. This is your captain, John Reagan, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli this morning. Vince is out making hay while the sun is shining. There's a bit of truth behind that old saying. You know, it's awfully hard to make hay in the dark. And when you have a farm, there's certain things you just have to do in daylight hours. And like a good neighbor, I'm sitting here in Vincent's seat to give you today's show. Today I have Kyle Harris, Off-Grid Living. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, as Vince would say, good morning, John.
For those that missed hour one, there is a bit of sad news today. I got this news last night. There's been a death in the Genesis family. Dr. Stan Monteith passed away at the age of 85. He had been battling cancer for some time, and he's one of the longtime leaders, nearly 50 years in the field of bringing you the truth about what's going on with the dark forces, you know, giving us our problems in today's world. Again, if you're the praying type, I would keep his family in your prayers. Also, if you haven't seen the news, it's national news. Dallas has a person in quarantine right now, and we're supposed to get preliminary results today as to whether or not they have Ebola. So I may be sitting here at ground zero for the Ebola outbreak in the United States. So again, we'll know more about that later today. So, Kyle, where did you want to go today?
Well, I didn't catch all of your last program. Me, like Vince, I had some things I had to do, but I did catch part of it. And I was going to tie in a little bit with preparedness, being, you know, or teaching your children to be self-sufficient. I know you were talking about that at the end, towards the end of the last hour, but, you know, there's just many things that I think boys and girls need to learn. When my kids were growing up, they were all five of them homeschooled, and we built houses. I taught all the girls. They weren't really interested in rebuilding engines, but both the boys were taught how to rebuild engines and change out transmissions and change out axles and ball joints and all the things that have to do with pretty much what they would need to make it on their own. But my daughters all learned how to change their own oil. My oldest daughter, one of her youngest memories is sitting out there while I'm doing the brakes on a pickup truck that I had and handing me tools and learning what a half-inch wrench was or a quarter-inch wrench, you know, or whatever the sizes were when she was, you know, just probably 3.5 years, 4 years old.
And so much of that, in dealing with cars especially, it's difficult now because so much has become computerized. And I think they've also engineered some of this to where you have to have special tools to work on a particular model of car. So it's going to force you to go to the dealership to have the work done.
Well, that's the way that life has been engineered in this, you know, in this country, to be able to do that. I have told all of my children to buy older cars, something that dad can diagnose and or help them, you know, to understand what it is that's going wrong. I'll give you a little bit of an example. In Montana here, you can still get non-ethanol premium gas. And my daughter, at the time, she was driving a 2000 Chevy Monte Carlo. And she told me, she called me one time, and she said, "Dad, my gas mileage is just going, it's just terrible. I'm doing like 18 miles to the gallon." And, excuse me, but anyway, she said, it's just really went down. I think we need to do a tune-up on it. And I told her, I said, we just did a tune-up on it last summer. And I said, what kind of gas are you running? And she said, well, just the cheapest gas I can get, you know. And I said, well, why don't you go and fill up with this non-ethanol premium and see what happens? And so she did, and she called me about 3 days later because she had been doing quite a bit of driving. She said, "Dad, it went right back up to 26 miles to the gallon." And so that's, you know, plus people don't realize how hard ethanol gasoline is on the rubber inside the engines of these, unless it's a flex fuel car. It's the rubber inside of it is not really, won't handle it, the ethanol gasoline, for a very long period of time before it just eats up all of the rubber parts. So there's a, you know, that's just one little tiny example, but there's so many things that kids need to learn. All of my daughters have been involved in, you know, changing out spark plugs and all of those different kinds of things. So it's just part of learning to live a life where you can do what you can do. I personally don't like buying these newer cars because you really seriously can't do anything with them. If there was an EMP, I have a feeling that the more computerized that your car is, the higher likelihood you are of it, something in it that's electronic, will malfunction.
You know, I sometimes, well, I guess to put it in the economist's point of view, you know, ethanol is good for the economy because it increases the repair and replacement market, you know.
It really does, John. It's one of the worst. I mean, gasoline was junk compared to what it was in the 70s. It's junk. It was junk before they made it ethanol. I'll give you an example of something that happened to me with this ethanol gasoline. I was at one of the local stores here, and I just happened to be getting gas. And the guy that was unloading the gas, the big tanker truck had pulled in, and he was unloading gas in their underground tanks. So I just walked up to him, and I was talking to him, and I said, "Well, what's the story on this ethanol gasoline compared to the non-ethanol?" And he said he was just starting to hook up that great big hose, and it has a big ratcheting ring on it and a rubber gasket there that goes in between. And he said, "Well, he just lifted up that hose and showed me that big ring, that rubber ring, and he said, "Well, when I'm filling up the gas with the ethanol, I have to replace this rubber ring about every 2 months. On the non-ethanol premium tank, when, because he keeps them separate, of course, he said, I don't have to replace that one, but about every 2 years."
Just a little bit of difference.
Yeah, it's huge, huge difference. Yep. It's a, There's so many things that people need to understand and know about what to do, you know, with kids, teaching them how to what fertilizer, how do you make compost? You know, how much of it do you put on your garden? How much of it, if it's too fresh, it'll burn the roots of the plants. So how old does it have to be before you can use it? There is many, many facets we could go into here today, but, I was just wondering, I was going to ask you a question just because you were a pilot in the Air Force, correct?
No, I was a computer type.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought that at some point you were an Air Force pilot. But
I worked in the nuclear planning system on my last assignment.
Oh, all right. So when you were doing the nuclear planning, did you guys, when you were doing that, did you ever plan for EMPs or anything like that? Did they ever talk about that much?
I left there in very early 1988, and at that point, I can tell you, there was never one discussion about EMP.
Wow.
And in the nuclear planning process, there's a variety of considerations, including, you know, how hardened the target is, you know, like if it's underground or, you know, concrete with, you know, steel reinforcement. And one of the factors is collateral damage. And our enemies know this. That's why they put command and control facilities next door to a school or hospital, because they know that if we take that facility out, the damage will cause problems here at home because, you know, we, you know, also injured or killed, you know, kids or sick people. And that collateral damage was one of the factors. But EMP, no, never one discussion.
Wow. And when did, in your research, I was wondering, being as I've got you on the phone as well as you've got me, but I was curious about some things that I've been wanting to ask you for a while, and I didn't want to interrupt Vince's program with you because your all of your information is always so vital. But I was going to ask you, when did you start seeing the EMP issue as you watched it? When did you start seeing it being mentioned any in the military circle?
Well, good timing for the break. We'll discuss that when we get back. Kyle Harris,
right.
John Reagan, back in a few minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is your captain, John Reagan, Kyle Harris. You know, Kyle, it's kind of funny because when I go places, you know, including like the meetup or the Get Prepared Expo, and I'm there with my wife, somebody will come up, just a quick question, John. And it's that point where she pulls out her book and goes and sits down.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, you're kind of the people respect you because you study so hard and you obviously show an intelligence that's methodical. So that's why one of the reasons that, you know, I think that people want to pick your brain.
So to answer, there's multiple layers on this. You know, information in the above top secret world is highly compartmented. And even in the same office, there is a minimum level of clearance that we had, which is basically, it's in some ways kind of like being in the Masons, where you've got certain steps that you go through to get to be a Master Mason. Well, if you're going into the intel world, there's a certain step that's kind of the basic level that's where you start getting into the compartmented regions. And in the lower levels of that is like a compartment called signals intelligence, which is abbreviated SI. It's, you know, something that's not too highly classified. There was a lieutenant in my office that we went for our briefings on our compartments at the same time, but he got a compartment. I don't even know what the abbreviation of it was, much less what it was called, for somebody working in the same office. And the nuclear planning system that we were working on at the Pentagon was for the theater commanders. It wasn't part of the strategic nuclear plan, which at the time was known as PSYOP, which was, it's not a compartment, but it was kind of a weird off-to-the-side clearance level all of its own. And the strategic planning was another office, and a lot of that work was also done at the Strategic Air Command and off at Air Force Base in Nebraska. So even though we didn't discuss that, I'm sure the military knew about it, because when they did the above-ground tests, there were effects. But we also have to overlay how the electronics were at that time. In the mid-80s there, we were just getting into the PC era. It wasn't common in the home. It was still rare in businesses because software really hadn't been developed. Even the office automation tools, the word processors and spreadsheets, were still in a bit of an infancy stage, but it was still cheaper than buying a dedicated word processing system of the day. So having an attack at that time, EMP with that surge would basically fry these components that operate like at 5 or 3 volts. I think we've got some that works at 2.5 nowadays. It doesn't take a lot of voltage to do that. In fact, that's why if you're working inside your computer, you're supposed to keep yourself grounded so that you don't accidentally build up static and discharge into a chip and destroy it. I know they knew about this in the early 80s. I went to an ACM conference in St. Louis. ACM is the Association for Computing Machinery. And there were different seminars that I went to. And one of them was about building chips with gallium arsenide rather than silicon. And they're more expensive, but they are also more resistant to voltage like the EMP, and that's what military hardware would want to have its chips made out of. There was another briefing or seminar that talked about this new chip that Intel had in development called the 386. And keep in mind, you know, the IBM PC hadn't even been released at this point. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Pencil back at the controls there. Got far more to finish up. This is your captain, John Reagan. We were talking a bit about computers and EMP. And I guess to give some more background, I was a bit of an early adopter on the small computer technology. I got my first computer in 1977. And yes, I was a computer science major, but I was the only student at my university, which had about 10,000 people on campus, that had their own computer. And in those days, it was the Z80 chip. And I had three boards that had 8K, 8,000 bytes of memory each, and these were like a roughly 6 byte, probably a little bit more than a foot board, had 64 chips, and each of those chips had 16 pins that had to be soldered, because if you bought these things assembled, it cost a whole lot more. And this 8K board, if you really searched hard getting the components yourself, you might be able to get it for under $300. And I thought it was really amazing when in the magazine they had an advertisement for a 64K board assembled and tested for under $1,000. You look at today's smartphone, a lot of them have like 32 gigabyte. So that's basically, you go from kilobytes to megabytes to gigabytes. So you're looking at not just 1,000 times, but 1,000,000 times the memory that I had in that computer in today's smartphones. If you transition to my time in the Air Force, when I worked at Headquarters Military Airlift Command, I was in the 1,500th Computer Services Squadron, which had about 500 people. That was what you'd call the IT department. And in 1982, I got an Osborne 1, which, and I'll use the quote, portable computer. It was about the size and weight of a sewing machine. And that computer had its own 5-inch screen, dual 5-inch floppies, and you know, came with the software, including WordStar and I think SuperCalc. So of the 500 professionals at Military Airlift Command at that point, I was the only person that had their own computer. It wasn't until I made Germany that we started seeing these small computers in the office. The first ones were a Z80 type. And before I left Europe in 85, we started getting the first PC type based computers. When I returned to the States in 85, I went and got a Heath kit, which was the kit version of the Zenith computer. And by that time, it was still the first generation PC, but it was the double clock speed. And it had a switch to slow it down because some programs would not work at the higher speed, especially games. So as we've transitioned, by the time the 90s hit, you saw this explosion of these small computers into businesses and homes. And I guess what you say, during the last 10 years or so, we've seen the explosion taking that into the mobile market, so that now we've got all this technology sitting all over the place. And even if the device itself doesn't get fried with an EMP, you've got the issue of where are you going to get the power to power it. And it's like when I start off in my book, The Financial State of the Union, I talk about we live in a highly leveraged society, both financially and technologically. And it's that double whammy that I see being so going to bring such a shock to the system that's going to make what's coming much worse than the Great Depression. Does that answer your question?
Well, kind of, yeah, it does. It gives me a really good overview of this stuff. I think you're right. I think it will be extremely worse than the last Depression. I had some, I was listening the other day. I actually got to go hear Joel Skousen speak. And I was going to get your feedback on some of the things that he said. He was saying that, in his opinion, that Russia will be the one to launch an EMP against the United States. But he does not expect that for probably 5 years, approximately, because Russia is still very much afraid of our space-based weapons. And he thought that it would take 6 EMPs to take out the entire power grid of the country. And he's a very sharp guy. He's much more powerful in person than I've ever heard him interviewed on the air. Most of the time I would hear him on Dr. Stan's show. And I agree with you. We are suffering some major losses. We lost Derry Brownfield, and then we lost Dr. Stan. And, you know, it's just these men have got such a foundation and a base. But anyway, I was wondering, in my own opinion, I don't think that the financial industry, this financial situation in this country, can last 5 or 6 years. And I was wondering your thoughts on that.
It's like I say on the financial side, we have a structural problem that we just can't dig ourselves out of the hole. It's literally a black hole of debt, and we're beyond the event horizon. And that's where we don't know how long we have, because the biggest part of it comes in the form of the unfunded liabilities that, until we get to the point where we have to pay that out, especially so long as interest rates are kept down, we've got more time. When interest rates start going up, I guess there's now three components to look at. I've talked about how you've got the inverse relationship between interest rates and bonds. So as these record low interest rates, which have no place to go but up unless they go into negative interest, which they're doing in Europe, as the interest rates go up, the bond market goes down. That's bad news financially. When that happens, these big bets called derivatives start kicking in. And then there's another article which I'll probably talk about Monday. It kind of shocked me is that the government, and I talked about this, I think it was Monday, this past year borrowed $1 trillion more than from the year before, even though they're saying they only have about a $600 billion deficit. Well, that's only part of the story, and I knew they had to roll over debt, but I didn't realize how bad that was. They're having to roll over nearly $8 trillion in debt every year. So if you think about it, that's half of our total federal debt that's being kept in very short-term instruments. So when interest rates go up, the interest on the federal debt is going to go up very quickly within a year or two. And the combination of current federal spending and interest on not just the federal debt, but the total $60 trillion that we have for all government, business, and personal debt, that would swamp us right there. But once the interest rates go up, that's when the crash starts. The question is what happens in the time frame after that? In the financial state of the union, I used lessons of history that when we have these bad financial times, the usual result is a big war. The last example we had was the Great Depression, the Weimar Republic, followed by World War II. Only nowadays we have all these nice toys to play with, including nukes and other things that are even worse than that. And I guess my thoughts and hopes on this is the reason we wouldn't have an all-out nuclear war, hopefully there's still some sanity on that, is part of the value of the United States is its farmland. And if you nuke the United States, you're going to mess up that farmland basically forever. By using EMPs, you basically just kill the people and you get to have the resources. However, I believe that if that's done to the United States, it's not just going to stay there, that's going to ultimately encompass the world. And it's not just the superpowers. I know we're considered the only ones, but you have you know, the super militaries of Russia and China that are just as advanced as ours and probably more up to date than ours. But it may not be them that would do such an attack. We've got states like North Korea and Iran, that both of which love us dearly. And a lot of people dismiss these states because they don't have intercontinental ballistic missiles. Well, you don't need intercontinental ballistic missiles. All you need is to put a short-range missile on a boat, drive it off the coast, and shoot it up. It doesn't even have to have very good targeting. And at a high enough altitude, you could pretty much take care of the entire continental United States. Personally, and other analysts I've read say, you know, use three, but there's not really that big of a shortage of nukes. So using six warheads, you know, that probably makes sure that you got excellent coverage of the United States. I have a break coming up. It's John Reagan, Kyle Harris, back in a few minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
This is John Reagan, Signature Fencer.
Kyle Harris.
We have a caller on the line, Chris from Canada. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
What can we do for you today?
I just briefly, I remember when you were back in your IT, I was playing ping pong on a computer, and it was actually fun back in the early 80s. you're discussing ethanol earlier, and obviously we're discussing EMPs. Now, I was told a couple of years ago, it was recommended to me to buy myself an old Ford pickup with a four-barrel carburetor and keep it completely mechanical and run it on ethanol in case you have to prepare and, like, you have a cottage or a camp or a place you can get away from outside of the city. And then it would still run in case of an EMP blast or any such things occurring. Now, I kind of agree with that philosophy, but I'm hearing that there's suggestions that the ethanol can affect the components of the motor. Is one of the questions I do have. Maybe I misunderstood it earlier, but is there a case to be had that if you don't run gasoline through your engine and you run ethanol, it can harm the engine?
Can you want me to answer that, John?
Yes, go ahead.
That is absolutely the case. Ethanol will dry out and crack the seals inside of a gasoline engine. And any time you run a gasoline engine, no matter how, what kind of, I mean, unless it's brand spanking new, some of the gasoline, the burnt gasoline and the residue of that gets past the rings and into the oil. My suggestion is for you, that you look at the idea of buying some non-ethanol gasoline and storing it with a product called the PRI products. You have PRIG for gas and PRID for diesel. But it definitely will affect an older gasoline carbureted engine. I can guarantee it because I've seen it happen. In fact, if you go down to any of your local saw shops or anything like that and ask them about running any kind of alcohol or ethanol type fuel and gasoline engines in those ones that depend on oil mixture, a two-stroke, they will tell you don't run it in there at all.
Okay, I know that, like, we have, like, here in Canada, we can use up to 15% ethanol in our gas, and we do have it. After that, you need a converter, a converter kit.
Yes, I'm not extremely familiar with the Canada's things. I do know there is a product called StarTron, and it's supposedly, I have not investigated it thoroughly, but I've talked to a couple of different guys that have used it, and they mix it in with their ethanol gasoline to run in engines that that would run a lot better and last longer if you could get non-ethanol.
Yeah, the reason I'm bringing all this up is I'm very familiar with the subject. Are you familiar with David Bloom?
Yes, and his Alcohol Can Be a Gas book. Yep.
Yep. That's the reason I'm I got the book. I got it personally signed by him. I've spoken with him personally. It sounds like we're going to commercial, or you're...
It's the end of the show.
Oh boy. Maybe call in at a later date and we can discuss this further, because it's, there's really a lot of questions I have.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. And Kyle Harris, thank you for being with us today. Remember, class, honesty, and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.